There you go. That is young Sam, my little protege, and I mean that with the utmost respect, who tracked down Steve Hansen during the week to get an interview. He liked what you had to say, Sam. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Tony.
What was it like meeting the great man?
Well, he's a very nice chap. He's full of respect, and no matter what, he will keep a poker face, no matter how hard the conditions are.
Righto, Sam. So when you were interviewing him with your probing questions, were you trying to break through the exterior of Steve Hansen?
By exterior, what do you mean?
Well, trying to get to the inner Steve, trying to find out some scoops for me, Sam.
Well, he did have a smile on at the time, so that's quite a bonus.
How did that come about? How did you manage to get yourself a one-on-one interview with Steve Hansen?
Well, so we were walking back up from the viaduct to the car park because we had to split from Auckland if we wanted to make rugby practice, but then Mum's like, Sam, hurry along, and I'm like, no, Mum, this is the All Blacks bus. Because I saw it in big bold letters on the side, All Blacks, and I was just like, I know that anytime, any day, anywhere. And then I was like, yo, legit, is that the All Blacks bus? And the guy was like, yeah, they're heading down to training, and you can go in and see them. So I whipped it skippy-doo. I get to go in for about an hour and, like, introduce myself and get to meet them. Not all selfies and signatures.
No, see that's old school cliche stuff, Sam. You don't need selfies anymore.
Nah.
Not at all. So you weren't actually meant to be there. You just decided to do what you normally do here, like reading out the Chiefs team. You made it happen for yourself, Sam.
Yeah, I saw an opportunity that I created with my little eyes, and I opened that opportunity out of the present box, and I took it.
You took it. Oh, Sam, I love you. I really mean that. I love you. So listen, what were the rest of the ABs like? Because I've got to say, Sam, when I was a young journalist many, many, many years ago, Sam, I used to get really nervous when I met the All Blacks. How were you?
I was very excited, but I wasn't too over the top. Well, I really was. I just couldn't let it show. But I wasn't really nervous at all because I got to go up and chat to my heroes. So that's amazing opportunity for me.
If you had to line up the All Black team, 1 through, let's say the squad's 33, I think, at the moment, 1 through 15, let's start with the starting team. Who would be your top five? List them for me. 1 to 5 are your heroes.
Damien McKenzie.
Of course, because you're a Chiefs supporter. Yes, silly Tony. Yep. Okay, that's number one.
Rico Ioane.
Okay, why Rico? He's only one of the newbies. Why Rico?
Oh, he's rolled the dice and paid the price, and he's just gotten straight into the All Blacks action, and now he's up there.
I love that. You just said that. You roll the dice and pay the price. Sam, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Now, listen, also, did you get to meet the Team New Zealand guys as well?
No, well, I got, like, so there was this really kind lady who said to me, would you like to come up the front? And I was like, yes, because, like, literally on the front bar. And then we got, as soon as they came past, you could see them holding up the old mug.
The old mug. The old mug. See, I won you over 2 weeks ago when I had you on, Sam. You didn't give a stuff about the America's Cup. Now look at you.
Yeah.
Right, Sam, let's get on. Sam, I like to call him Sam Webb, who's the young prodigy who's going to be taking over my job in about 2 years' time. Sam, let's ask this question. The test match for me, I feel really flat today. I felt really flat last night, Sam. A draw is just not good fun.
Well, it's all good. At least we didn't lose, and we are going to share the Lions trophy around, but plus it was an epic game. Everyone put up a great battle. Look how we play, look how they played. It was just amazing. But then at the end, there should have been some extra time.
Ooh, doesn't
Tony,
Yep.
I agree with you. Even if it's an accidental offside, it's still an offside. Look at Wyatt Crockett back there. He was trying to get out, and the ref didn't say, "Oh, sorry, no."
You didn't mean to be there.
It was accidental.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm really gutted by it. And Sam, here's the thing. And you tell me if I'm wrong here, Sam, because you're my guidance counsellor here when it comes to sport now. I don't want to go at the referee here because it's a really tough game they do. But unfortunately, that's what we're talking about today, Sam.
Yes. Well, I don't want to have a go at the referee either because it'll be bad. But, well, he has played an impact on the last couple games, you have to admit.
It's not great. Sam, I just want to say to you, well done again. You've impressed me no end, your ability to go and find Steve Hansen, interview Steve Hansen. You know what, Sam? You've got a one-on-one with Steve Hansen this tour. I've only got one one-on-one with Steve Hansen this tour.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You're already getting better than what I am, Sam, and I'm so proud of you. Well done, Sam. Hey, listen, I'm on holiday for a few weeks, Sam, so don't feel like I'm not ringing you, but when I get back, I expect you to have done lots of interviews. Damien McKenzie, please. Maybe a Dave Rennie one-on-one. Okay, Sam, so when I get back in a few weeks' time, I want to be able to listen to some of your great interviews, okay?
Okay. And a huge thank you for your support and encouragement.